action figures, each sold separately. G.I. Joe has hands that grip. Fingers you hold open and let close. Hands that hold on with a kung fu grip. And Star Wars action figures R2-D2 and C-3PO fit right in back.
It's Kenner's new stretch monster.
The world of the Micronauts.
Spacemen, robots, vehicles, some with magnets, some with batteries. And all with interchangeable parts. Micronauts by Mego.
Well, so welcome back to the third episode of the Toy Department. This is Rob, and I will start off by saying why it's taken us so long to get another episode up. You have to remember being back here in this weird amorphous 70s, 80s time period. The only thing available to us technologically is what we can cobble together, and we always manage to just use like a 300 baud modem. And, you know, it takes like, I don't know, well, at least 3 months, I guess, to upload this stuff. So that's why we're coming to you so late. I've been busy. You know, this Starsky and Hutch marathon ended, and then there was a Planet of the Apes marathon, and then after that was Godzilla. And that was cool, and that took up a few weeks. But, you know, beyond that, I've just been messing around like with Micronauts, trying to find another time chamber that would work. But so far, it hasn't kind of panned out. But I think I see Dave down there. He's looks like he's over with the space Lego or something. Hey, Dave?
Yeah, hey, man. Hey. How's it going?
Well, it's a long time no see.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here on the floor. I got all these parts around me, and I opened up three Galaxy Explorers, and I just kind of scattered them all over the place. I'm building an awesome space Lego scene, and I'm just happy here, man. I ate like 500 grand bars, just, drinking some Sprite. I'm feeling good.
I saw a case of Tab back there the other day, too. I haven't seen that in years.
Awesome. Yeah.
Just avoid the Pop Rocks if you're going to have that stuff.
Yeah.
You seen Andrew?
No, I don't know where he is. I've been engrossed. I don't know where anybody is. I'm just having fun.
Hey guys, long time no see.
Hey man, what's up? Where have you been?
Well, I grew out the mustache and the sideburns like I told you I was going to, and I got a job in the photo studio. Yeah, the creepier I get, the more they want me to take pictures. It's really strange. So I've got the porn stash now and the sideburns, and I built a false front in one of the storerooms, a fake wall, and back behind there I've been building my own condo out of Micronaut space station sets.
Nice. Speaking of Micronauts, you know, we had that time traveler thing that kind of worked, and you know, poor Ben, he went back to, I guess not poor Ben, right? He's back in his normal time period. But
I wish I could go back.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I know he's feverishly working to get us help, so he's probably contacting all of his buddies looking for another time traveler that'll work.
You know what, though? I thought I heard something.
Yeah, me too.
It sounds familiar. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's like a high-pitched whine. There it goes. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Huh. I don't know. We better go check the next aisle. I think it came from... Sound like it was pretty close.
Yeah, over here.
Got a bad feeling about this.
Hey, is that Paige?
Hey, guys!
Hey!
Hey, Paige.
Wow.
Hey, I am loving this Star Wars aisle.
What are the odds that Paige would get zapped in here with us? That's just incredible.
Wow.
Man.
I mean, we've been communicating with him, you know. But I didn't know that he could beam here. This is incredible.
I know.
I know. It defies the logic that we've been using.
It sure does.
It does. It's just...
That makes it all the more amazing.
I know.
I don't know how I got here, but I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here, because actually, it's kind of funny that we showed up right here, because we were talking about just the other day, was talking about Stretch Armstrong. And here we are, like, right in this aisle. There's some Stretch Armstrong stuff just right on the other side of the Star Wars. It's a pretty cool toy. Did you guys have one of these?
I did. I had the original Stretch Armstrong. I don't recall what year I received it, but my parents are pretty certain that I did have one, and there's no picture evidence anywhere to prove that, but I know I played with one. I know I had one. Where it is today, who knows?
Speaking of picture evidence, Dave, you actually had a picture evidence, right? Back if you were in 2015, you could look at that on a certain website, right, and see you with a Stretch Armstrong toy.
Yeah, I mean, as I remember, it was on a website called IGrewUpStarWars.com, and it's it's Kenner, and I guess the little bit of Star Wars that's in the picture is Luke Skywalker, unopened, kind of underneath my knee as I'm stretching Stretch Monster out. So 1978, I was 5 years old, and I got that for Christmas, one of my favorite toys ever. But I didn't even, I guess I should have known because it was on the package, but I was kind of unaware of Stretch Armstrong, actually. I just remember Stretch Monster.
Well, you got the best one. You got
yeah,
the
that's
Stretch
the effect
Monster.
Stretch Monster has on people is you forget everything else once you see Stretch Monster. A cousin of mine had Stretch Monster, and I remember being wildly jealous of it. And the two of us tried to see how far apart we could get it. And I can't remember how far, but I think it was about 4 feet. We put it to rest after that.
Well, they had to have a villain because Stretch showed up, what, first in 1976? And Stretch is filled with a gelled corn syrup. Is that right? I always thought it was some kind of magical polymer, but apparently...
You think it'd be something much more toxic.
You would, and you know, I don't know any kids who actually like bit into their Stretch Armstrong to find out if what it really was, but I hope nobody did. But I guess they would be okay if they did, right?
Yeah,
I
remember. I remember when mine met his end. I think he was he's just getting beat up or whatever. But I think I stuck some pins in him, just to see what was in there, and that was the end of Stretch Monster. I should have kept his head, apparently.
Was it a voodoo Stretch Monster then? Any of your enemies start leaking corn syrup a few days later, you notice?
Why do we always hurt the ones we love, though? That was like my best friend.
That's true. It's just a tough gig.
Do you guys remember what color the corn syrup was? Was it clear? My father swears to this day that it was greenish, but I don't remember that at all.
I thought I remember it as being kind of rosy, but maybe I was just, thinking it was like bleeding or something. I was probably six. I don't think it lasted that long.
Well, it'd be cool if they did color it. Just, that's a nice touch that at the very end of your toy's life cycle, when it's about to become no longer functional, you have one added layer of coolness to peel away there, and that is that it bleeds in a fun color.
Very hard to get out of shag carpeting. In the 70s?
Absolutely.
I imagine.
Paige, do you remember when you got yours? You said no, but do you remember any details about it?
They're telling me it was at least 78 when I got my first one. I know I spent, many hours playing with one, but was it mine? Was it somebody else's? I never had a Stretch Monster, and I remember playing with someone's Stretch Monster, but no, I can't remember exactly.
Well, we may get into this later, but there's a gentleman on eBay who makes really high quality reproduction Stretch Monsters, at least. And at one point, he's making them in all sorts of different colors and everything. And they're not cheap, but he fills them either with beads or with corn syrup. And I've been tempted so many times to get a reproduction because the originals are crazy expensive, and I'm sure you can't stretch them if you find one that's still soft.
Right, not without a little Stretch rejuvenator, right?
Right.
I've seen that for sale on eBay as well.
Yeah, if you want to check him out, his seller ID is Tribe, TRIB85, and they're about $300 a piece. But somebody did a review on YouTube, and it looks as good as the original, if not better. I looked up that review on YouTube, or maybe Rob can post it after the show.
I will be sending that through the decades. Oh yeah, it's quite a thing to see.
That's a wonderful review. I'd like to see you guys make a better review. And by the way, if I remember, in 2015, the pictures following my Stretch Monster picture on I Grew Up Star Wars got a whole slew of pages. Star Wars pictures, and they're incredible. He's got tons of them on there. Jealous that he's got so many. But check that out.
Yeah, so Stretch, you know, Stretch Armstrong was just a basic, you know, toy, a guy in a, you know, looks like a wrestler or something like that, right? And he's just alone in the world. So, you know, you just, you can't have a decent heroic figure without some good enemies, right? So that's where the Stretch Monster comes in.
It's Kenner's new Stretch Monster.
Look out, Stretch Armstrong! This will stop Stretch Monster. No, it won't. He's praying himself. We'll meet again, Shorty.
Stretch Monster, new from Kenner. Stretch Armstrong, sold separately.
Is also the subject of a Stretch Armstrong coloring book, which you can find on Flickr. We'll be posting a link to that as well. There's some pretty amazing things going on with Stretch and Stretch Monster, like they visit a circus, and they see the world's shortest woman and tallest man, which, you know, stands to reason, right? You're talking about Stretch, and right.
Yeah, when you sent that, I thought somebody, this is either real, or somebody took the time to create this as a joke, and I just couldn't decide which it was.
No, this is real.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's real.
It exists, so it's real.
It looks real.
Yeah.
My favorite element of the Stretch Monster is not Stretch Monster himself or even the amazing front of the package. It's the side of the package with the young boy who is straining with all his might to stretch out Stretch Monster. And that has to be one of the most amazing expressions you've ever seen on a child's,
yeah,
one of those child, you know, actors' faces on a toy package. It's just, it's pretty incredible.
That face is great.
Yeah.
I agree.
And so some of the things that Stretch and the Stretch Monster would get into, you know, you would put them in these various holds, you know, kind of like a wrestling match. And some of them were, we'll just read off the package. The Monster Bash, the Reptile Whip, the Gruesome Grip, and the Swamp Squeeze.
You know, two of those sound like they might be icy flavors.
Gruesome Grip, Swamp Squeeze, Monster Bash, Reptile Whip. Yeah, maybe it's because I only had Stretch Monster, but these two characters don't even look like they're from the same universe. You know, one just looks like a wrestler. The other one looks like he should be on Star Trek.
Well, you have to wonder if it's, you know, was it 77 where Stretch Monster comes out? You kind of wonder if it's like a Star Wars reaction thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, don't forget this is right around the time G.I. Joe started fighting the intruders, so
yeah,
you can have stuff like that.
And you had the $6 million man fighting Bigfoot, so maybe it's like you have a normal, a super normal looking guy, and you got to have this crazy villain.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
One of the things I loved about the, I remember commercials for Stretch Monster, and it was that classic Kenner style TV or toy commercial where they'd have just the bare minimum of anything. It was all really about the toy. And I think they were playing with him in a sand pile and had a pit dug in it. And he was in that. I think that ad's still out there.
Yeah. I think Plaid Stallions had like the 35 millimeter reel or whatever, you know, actual film reel for sale for a while on their website and of the Stretch Monster commercial, which would have been, it wasn't too crazy expensive. Might've been a cool thing to pick up.
Did only the original Stretch Armstrong come with the stretch mat where it's kind of like a,
it's like stretch, don't stretch
scale,
stretch
a meter,
yeah,
scale. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really seen, looking around at these, I haven't really seen much. You don't really see much in the way of packaging when you do see them, you just kind of see the boxes and sometimes the trays inside, but that stretch mat is definitely interesting.
It's like a Stretch Armstrong twister mat.
Yeah, and the final setting there is, ouch, that's enough. So I guess maybe you're inviting tears if you stretch them that far.
I would think you are.
Now, I don't know how true this is, but on Wikipedia, you know, because you can't really trust anything you read on Wikipedia, but nevertheless, it says that if a tear developed, it could be fixed with an adhesive bandage. I wonder, did Stretch come with a repair kit, or was that just Hey, find some duct tape and stick it on him.
I saw a picture that I think you sent us with a Curad Band-Aid in the packaging. And I was just like, what's that? So maybe, I don't know, maybe you could do it with a Band-Aid?
That'd be some good cross-promotion if they were able to do that back in the day. Stretch Armstrong only uses Curad bandages. So then Stretch Monster wasn't the only monster in the crowd there. They also had Stretch X-Ray.
It's Kenner's new Stretch X-Ray.
He's stretching! Now he's springing back into shape. You can see inside him.
There's his internal support systems.
Far out. I got him now. Let's wrap him up. He's breaking loose.
Give up, Stretch X-Ray. We see through your evil schemes.
Stretch X-Ray, new from Kenner.
Who, when I look at this figure, I'm reminded of somewhat of the Outer Spacemen. I don't know if that's maybe just due to the design of the head, but it just totally gives me that vibe from that.
Yeah, I get that too, with the brain, the kind of the skull face with fangs, and then the color of it. It definitely has a vibe along those lines. A little bit of Micronauts too, later Micronauts.
Kind of clear, see his guts, see his workings.
Yeah, so you see they were really, you know, pushing the concept, I guess, to get, you know, do more with it than just, hey, this figure can stretch, we got to do something else with it.
He might have actually been filled with tab. And I got to say, after living on department store popcorn and tab for several months now, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
But what did he had some guts in him, and then that was it? Were they like hard plastic pieces? Does anybody know?
Looks like it.
I mean, the box makes it look like he has internal organs, but it's very hard to see on the toy whether or not you could see those organs or not.
It looks like sort of an intestinal tract kind of in there, like maybe that was a hard plastic item or something, a molded plastic item in there.
Yeah, I imagine whatever it was, if it was in the middle, then it just kind of ended up wherever in the in the toy. So Stretch X-Ray later had intestines in his legs or...
My stomach's in my foot.
Yeah.
I think we've all felt like that at one time or another. It's weird that here we are on this aisle with all of these, and we're not even opening one up and looking at
well,
it.
Well, I know, you know, it's just, we're just so used to just looking at, you know,
it's
looking
so
online.
Strange to be stuck in the past.
I know, and we're just, you know, our phones don't even work, and yet we're still sitting here just sometimes just staring at them and moving our finger up and down the screen.
We know what they're worth. We know we shouldn't open them, so.
Right.
That's true.
That's right.
You got to figure out how to get them back and flip them.
Exactly.
There you go.
Let me just say about this, being a... If I were a collector of Stretch stuff, I just don't know how I would feel about it. You've got to be comfortable collecting things that are mostly withered and dried up and shrunken, and you're spending thousands of dollars to do that, you know? I mean, when I developed an interest in Stretch Monster, kind of going back and revisiting, I was like, oh, man, I wonder what an original Stretch Monster goes for. And then you look at them, they go for a ton of money, and they don't look the same. They don't look like they used to.
Slightly deflated. Yeah. Not as shiny.
No, I feel bad for people who are into collecting Stretch stuff because it's so... They're so fragile and they, you know...
Well, from a G.I. Joe collector's perspective, it's kind of similar to getting into Super Joe, where every single one that was ever made, even left in the package, has fallen apart.
Right.
You know, so it's just kind of, yeah, and how can you justify paying a lot of cash for something?
Yeah, I mean, that's all there is. If you're going to do it, that's what you got to do. And I get that, but it's these poor guys, they don't last.
Well, you could just collect the Stretch ephemera, which there's not a whole lot of it, but you could get the Stretch coloring book.
True.
You could track down a Stretch mat.
Mm-hmm.
So Stretch Armstrong was popular enough to be released in other countries as well. Some of the other Stretch Armstrongs, there were some in Italian versions, and Lily Letty. Did I pronounce that right? Because I always hear people saying Lily Lady, and that makes me it makes me smile to hear that. And I think that's such a pretty sounding name for a toy company. But I think it's Lily Letty.
That's how I say it.
Lily Lady sounds, you know.
I think it's Letty.
Like it's a knockoff of. Strawberry shortcake or something. Leady. It could also be leady, meaning the lead content of the paint. You know, you think about that.
That would be really leady.
Those are the Turkish variations.
That's right. The Mexican version of Stretch Armstrong was El Hombre Elástico.
Of course.
Makes sense.
Yeah. That's also my favorite luchador currently.
And the Italian version was Mr. Musculo. Excuse me, Muscolo. Stretch Monster in Italy was Mr. Mostro. And there was even a Japanese version made by Scuda. Okay, there was also a couple of stretch figures that were more geared, I guess, towards younger kids. The Stretch Octopus, which was Ollie and Olivia, which came in blue and pink. So
I think maybe something that you sent said that this was their attempt to get younger kids in on the stretch game.
I mean, you can't saddle a very young child with all the sophistication and complexity that comes from a Stretch Armstrong or a Stretch Monster. And you really need to tone that down to something a little bit more accessible.
You need to double the amount of limbs to make it easier to play with.
Right. I picture that thing sitting on a kid's head. What it would look like with all those legs hanging down.
Two of the legs pulled out and tied into a chin strap.
Exactly.
The neighbor kid that had the Stretch Monster would do that to the younger kids in the neighborhood.
I would think Stretch Monster could wreck a Stretch Olivia.
Oh my god.
You don't see that on the side of the package for Stretch Octopus, though.
No, that cross sell never made it to past the marketing stage.
No.
Yeah, if you're new to the neighborhood, the first thing that happens is you're going to get Stretch Monstered.
Kind of wuss looking Stretch toys. That's all I'm saying.
The faces on the Stretch Octopus, especially the girl, reminds me of the faces on the Play-Doh barbershop. Remember those?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
With the little painted eyeliner and eyelashes and yeah.
Another like smiley faces.
Yeah.
Another smiley little character that you can make strange gooey stuff come out of.
So like every successful toy, there are bound to be knockoffs and other companies wanting to take a little bit of the action there with selling their own versions of the toy. And Mego did it with several figures. They had a Donald Duck, a Mickey Mouse. They also got into superheroes, of course, being Mego, right? They would have to do superheroes, Batman, Hulk, even a Plastic Man. Which we talk about how much the Stretch Armstrong costs now. I guess Mego Plastic Man is one of these astronomically rare and therefore expensive figures. But of all the superheroes, that one makes the most sense.
I thought I saw on a Toy Hunter episode a Superman stretch toy that went for some crazy money too. And I think that was not U.S.,
And so rarity-wise, there's also Stretch Serpent, which is one of those late-line release things. You know, you always think of toy lines when it seems like the coolest stuff or the most interesting stuff kind of came out at the end when they were trying to do new and different things. And then there was Stretch Serpent, which was one of the later figures, which is a really kind of a really iconic, I guess, looking toy with the way the head looks.
You know, so I'm trying to remember. The Stretch Serpent inspired a toy that has been, it's like a homebrew kind of toy that has just come out or came out, you know, a little while ago. I can't remember, but I think the website is called Awesome Toys, and there's a Loch Ness Monster vinyl toy that they release for $40 painted, $35 unpainted. So it's kind of like a homebrew kind of toy company, and that's pretty wild. It's a nod to that toy because it's so rare and I guess loved by maybe lots of different people, but I don't know if it's just stretch people that are into that or what, but somebody loved that design and created a little hard plastic, like 3-inch toy, but it's pretty cool. Toyunderground.com actually has it.
Yeah, it's cool to see somebody paying an homage to the design direction of the Stretch Serpent in a new product like that. They captured it pretty nicely.
And so other Me Toos that came out around that same time, you had Mattel had a figure called the Crusher, which was not a stretch figure. It was more like you squish it down and then it kind of resumes its shape. Another toy with a really interesting looking box. Some cool box art going on with that one.
You can make this lump of shriveled up crinkles grow and unwrinkle into a thing called Crusher. Crusher. Crush him into crinkles and then open and close the valve to create strange Crusher shapes. The one-armed Crusher. The crushed face. The mushed Crusher. You can wrestle him. or pretend that he's a very close friend.
Crusher. Crusher comes like this. New from Mattel.
So is that, does anybody know how that works? You just, do you squish it down and then it's forced air out of it or something?
Yeah, it just had a plug you opened or twisted open and then squeezed all the air out. And if you closed it back up, it would stay small. And if you opened the valve back up, it would refill with air and kind of inflate and go back to normal size.
Gotcha. Was totally unaware of that as a kid. And I guess those, if I remember when I was searching around for those, they survived, you know, better. They lasted longer or whatever because they weren't filled with corn syrup. But I think that they're, you can still find those intact if I remember right.
Yeah, they look like they're made of, maybe there's some kind of foam kind of, obviously something with, you can, you know, push the air out of it, so.
Yeah.
There was also another figure that was kind of a squeezable thing called Ooze It. I never saw this before until I was looking around. This was like later, I guess, after Stretch Armstrong was off the scene. Ooze It came around, and it's
squeeze.
It's the primitive toys, yeah, where the eyes pop out. But it's a more primitive version of that, where you actually unscrew the head and pour things into it, and then you have to refill it. So I imagine these probably didn't go too far, because it was made by a company called Ooze It Incorporated.
Ooh.
Yeah. They put all their eggs in one basket with that one. So.
Yeah. There was never a Hasbro Ooze It Corporation or Kenner Ooze It. That company probably didn't get bought out by anybody.
Yeah, that thing's pretty disturbing looking.
Yeah, it's...
Looks like a giant mess. I mean...
1981. That's here are the instructions. Unscrew head and put ooze in. Replace head. Squeeze and refill again and again and again. Insert plugs in head when not in use.
I think that's advice we can all live by. It's important to, you know, establish with children early on that if you do squeeze creatures, stuff comes out and it's messy and you shouldn't do it.
And it does not go back in.
Yeah, yeah. That genie can't be put back in the bottle. Although with this one, it could.
These illustrations are priceless. I mean, these are awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the plugs are in that last. I guess they're all connected together. Okay, it looks like they're kind of just, you know, nicely bandaging him up.
Yes,
but you can see there's a plug attached to the side there.
It's a little bit like something from David Lynch's Dune or something, but it's sort of a pair of goggles that then has another piece that comes down and goes in the mouth and nose, and it's a little bit like the Gimp.
So do you think Stretch Armstrong is technically classified as an action figure, or I don't know, or a doll?
He's like a cross between the action figure and maybe that kind of the gross out toys, you know, like creepy crawlies, and I know you didn't bake anything or anything like that, but you know what I mean? It's just that it's not really an action figure, it's not really a toy, but it's kind of a, you know, it has this tactile thing to it.
Well, they're roughly the same scale as a 12-inch toy, like a G.I. Joe.
They were 15 inches, I think.
Yeah, maybe a little bigger.
Ah, well, Stretch Monster would be a pretty cool adversary for Joe, then.
I have to rewind it to Ooze It. I'm reading the caution on this, and I need to read this. Caution, ooze compound sticks to hair, rugs, and fabrics. If it stains, wash with water and vinegar, and then with soap. Maybe harmful to wood finishes. Replace head back on dial when not in use. Plugs should be replaced in holes. Sorry.
I think that when this came, because of the time this came out, that warning should have said, may stick to, as we said, shag rugs, chest hair, and polyester pantsuits.
You wonder, you know, Stretch toys in general, it feels like they were inspired by some other thing or some other idea, and they were like, and then they perfected it in the toy form, but because it's a pretty unique idea in my mind.
Yeah, there's always that weird discovery someone makes in a polymer lab somewhere, and kind of like how the aerospace engineering that went into developing the Super Soaker, that somebody thinks, you know, we could make a toy out of this, and you know, the rest is history. Some horrible accident led to this. Henderson will never be the same, but I think we may be able to patent this and sell it to kids. You know, on the question of whether Stretch Armstrong would be considered an action figure nowadays or not, he has almost no articulation. So, yes, I think Hasbro would consider him an action figure.
Well, sadly, Stretch only lasted a few years on toy shelves, and then he actually came back through another company in the 90s.
Introducing super stretching superhero Stretch Armstrong. Yes, Stretch Armstrong, now stretching fun farther than ever before. He bends, he stretches, even ties and knots, but always returns to his original shape.
How does he do that?
He's been doing that since he was a kid. Stretch Armstrong from Cap Toys. Who else?
So Stretch became a ninja? Sure, why not? And Stretch had accessories, which you kind of wonder why they didn't think of that before, right? You know, you have Stretch, you could, you know, all you can do is stretch him. Well, you want to play with him, you can put a scuba gear on him, or you can put, make him a ninja warrior, a cyberspace, and even a superhero, so.
Some kind of Centurion's looking battle bot.
Yeah, that thing's pretty cool looking. And you know that someone was dying, just absolutely dying. Guys, if we ever bring back Stretch Armstrong and we need to give him a vehicle, I've got the idea. Hence the Stretch limo.
Advanced stretching vehicle. Did it stretch itself? Or did it just house Mr. Stretch?
It extended.
For use with the 7-inch mini action Stretch Armstrong. All right, so they micro-sized him.
Well, they had, I think there was a larger one, and then there were the smaller ones that had, like, accessories and things like that. So you had, you had another X-ray figure. It was Evil X-ray Wretch Armstrong. Apparently it was his evil brother or one of those things. He has a skull
face.
And
he had a dog? He had a dog?
He had a dog. His name was?
Fetch Armstrong.
That's right. I remember that.
You can just see this pitch meeting coming together.
Hey, guys, I got a great idea.
I'm really craving a re-release. And that one, I think later on, too, I don't want to skip too far ahead, but after, it was probably the 2000s, I think there was a Stretch Scooby-Doo for a while there. Mm-hmm. And then there's some talk about them relaunching. Because I think Hasbro now has the license again for Stretch toys.
But on the back of the packaging for these smaller figures, there is some handy care instructions for Stretch. And I guess my answer is here, because it says if Stretch breaks, don't panic. You can fix him with a Band-Aid, with the registered trademark. Band-Aid is a registered trademark of Johnson & Johnson. Wow. So maybe Cap Toys, who made this, somebody said, hey, somebody in legal was like, hey, you got to put that, you can't just say Band-Aid. Stretch also doesn't like extreme temperatures. Try to keep him at room temperature. It shows Stretch freezing, and it shows him sweating in the desert. So don't take Stretch to the desert, please.
Or leave him in the car with your dog.
Or leave him in the car with your records. and don't twist Stretch's arms, legs, or waist. And finally, don't wrap or tie Stretch around any person's head, arm, or leg.
Ooh. There's always a rule or regulation that you know exactly what led to it, and that's one of them. It was getting welcome to the neighborhood with a Stretch monster.
Yeah, there's a nice little drawing of Stretch. Just he's tied in some kind of wicked, you know, I don't know, super advanced marine nautical knot here, and it's just like there's like a lightning bolt shooting out of the kid's arm. It's a horrible thing to see.
So no octopus bonnet.
That's right. Don't tie Stretch around your neighbor kids' heads. I was actually surprised when I saw this came out. It was made by Cap Toys, which I thought this was a Hasbro thing. I don't know, somehow in my mind I thought it was Hasbro did it, or Kenner and Hasbro at the time did it again, but it was Cap Toys.
You know what? CAP's an acronym. It stands for corn syrup and plastic.
I was working at Toys R Us when these came out, and every day people would return them. They'd be in like plastic grocery bags, just oozing all over the place, and
like to return this.
I'd have to wrap them up and then log them into the system and then make sure they didn't leak all over the box I was putting them in to send back to the factory.
Wow, so customer service desk then must have been like being an ER doc or something with all the oozing fluids coming in every minute.
It was like, you can't do that on television all the time.
Yeah, can I return this? I don't know.
This guy needs a Band-Aid stat.
Yeah, according to legal, we have to change that to adhesive bandage. It's really weird that stuck back in time in an old department store, we have a legal team. But again, it's just such a weird situation we're finding ourselves in.
I'm looking at another figure called Vacman. Now, I'm assuming that's kind of the similar to the Crusher, where you'd suck the air out of it, and there's a little plug or a dial on the back and turn it, and then it would return to its shape.
Yeah, he had little tiny beans or something in him, little maybe styrofoam beads or something, and you would suck all the air out, and those beans or beads would just tighten up, and you'd kind of see his skin. You'd see the beads through his skin because all the air had been sucked out, and you just turn a little valve, and it let some of the air back in, and it all went back to kind of stretch mode. I think once you suck the air out, you could stretch him still, but the beads were a little more tightly compacted once you'd suck the air out. Those would come back returned too with holes in them and beads leaking out.
That toy in particular looks hilarious when it gets old and stretched out.
Like all these caved in dimples and...
Yeah, I mean, when this toy came out, I guess rampant steroid use hadn't quite taken off yet, so this was about the only chance you had of seeing that up close and personal.
It did make him look like he was more muscular once you sucked all that air out.
One more in the 90s was Electronic Morph Man. Now, these figures were, the top part of it, I think, was the same, kind of the same concept as the vacuum figure where you suck the air out of it. And then the bottom part was like non-posable or hard plastic. And then when you did that, it would scream. So that's an extra play feature that's kind of a little bit frightening.
Probably a lesson for all of us in both the toy itself and the fact that it didn't last very long.
So Paige, before Paige got sucked in here into the 70s with us, he actually did some... Funny enough, he was doing some research. Funny how all this stuff just kind of works to our favor, you know?
It really is.
I know, isn't it? It's just incredible. And he's actually got some information on us from eBay. You remember eBay, right, Dave?
Yeah.
From, you know, back in our regular timeline.
That was the flea market on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So take it away, Paige. What did you have for us?
The first thing I want to talk about is some sold auctions on eBay. Believe it or not, there was a Stretch Armstrong. They're calling it With Manhood. So he was technically anatomically correct. He had five things you could pull and tug on. They say only two of them were ever made, and he came with the box, and he sold for $3,900. I'd never seen one, so I'm not 100% sure the history of it, but they said it was acquired somewhere in Cincinnati, kind of near the Kenner headquarters, so looks to be legit. A regular Stretch Armstrong with box sold for $1,375. Really good condition, no tears, had the box, it had the coffin, the plastic insert, they call it the coffin. Another Stretch Armstrong in good condition with no box sold for $750.
Do they say anything in the description like or do we just know that these are not functional anymore? You wouldn't dare pull them, I guess, right?
They say a couple of them said they wouldn't recommend it, but they hadn't stretched it in years, so you don't want to buy one and get to stretching, so I go to at least 8 to 10 toy shows a year, and I almost never see anything Stretch Armstrong or Stretch Armstrong family anywhere. Do you guys see any when you guys go out to shows? Or
no,
they're hard to find. Stretch Armstrong I might have seen once or twice, but all these other family members I've never seen. Another sold auction for a Stretch Monster with box sold for $650. Another one in slightly worse condition sold for $560. And another one for $373. The Stretch X-Ray figure with box sold for $450. There aren't any Stretch Octopus Ollie's or Olivia's for sale currently, but one did sell last month for $150.
That's because Stretch Monster ate them all.
He was a monster.
There aren't any previous completed auctions for the Stretch Serpent. They're so hard to find. I think the only one currently on eBay is it's been on for quite a while. It's still an active auction. The going rate for that is $16,488. And it even has it says it has two small half-inch splits, and they have been repaired. But occasionally you'll see maybe a Stretch Serpent head only, but you never see them, you know, mint or unused, at least without some kind of damage.
Yeah, I really should not judge, and I'm not trying to, but if I were a hardcore Stretch collector, oh man, I don't know how I would feel about that. It feels like they're just, how do you preserve them? You know, you spend that much, it feels like they're on their way out while you're spending that much money on it, you know? That's really tough. I mean, if you really want it, you got to get it. That's how they are how they are, but that's painful.
Well, the interesting thing that you found also, I don't want to get ahead of you, but you also found like pre-production type things.
Yeah.
On eBay.
Currently, for quite a bit of money, there is a Stretch Monster plaster sculpt. It's going for $7,500. There's a Stretch Armstrong porcelain mold, $2,848. A Stretch Armstrong blueprint for $1,900. Kind of just shows the front and side view. I even think it's framed. There is a Stretch Monster production mold for $1,800. This looks really cool. I didn't read what it was made out of. Some kind of metal, but it has all of the Stretch Monster's texture on it, like yeah. They would have just peeled off the rubber right off this mold. It's pretty awesome. There is a Stretch X-ray hanging store display. It's got a kind of a hanging Kenner display piece. And it's going for $1,700. Another completed auction is the 1992 Stretch Armstrong with box. It is used, sold for $220. A 1994 Vacman with box, used, sold for $130. Those prices seem kind of high for, you know, having only come out in the 90s, but I guess with as many of them as that were destroyed, you know, playing with them, I guess very few survived. So prices are up there.
Yeah, probably people are happy to have newer, fresher, you know, corn syrup.
And are those basically. Those are the bigger ones too, right? Those weren't the little carded ones, or?
Yeah, these are the full size.
So I wonder if people really consider that full size one kind of a real continuation of the, you know what I mean, for collectors in terms of, mm-hmm. I got to have that one too, you know. Well, I hate to have us all, you know, stretched for time here.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
But we all got to get back to our little activities, right? I mean, there's more tab to be consumed, and there's more Pop Rocks and all that good stuff that's here. And so me, I'm off to wait for the CB McCall figures to show up.
Nice.
I got a couple of boxes of Tartan Tinies in my pockets, and I am heading back to put some space Lego together.
I'm getting an icy, and I've got a lot of pet photos to take over in the photo studio, and then I got to work on that Micronaut base condo a little bit more.
I'm going to rip open all these Obi-Wan Kenobis and Luke Skywalkers and throw these yellow lightsabers in the trash.
Hey, before we all go, though, I saw right over there, a couple aisles over, I saw a pallet go by.
Oh, yeah, I saw that being unloaded.
Did you see that?
Let's go to the toy department.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
And yeah, it's a whole pallet. You see what it says, though?
Yeah, what does that say on there?
Mego.
Yeah, Mego it is. This is going to be fun.
The toy department is now closed. Thank you for visiting. Please visit again soon. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Contact us at ttdpod@gmail.com. Visit visit our website at ttdpod.com. That's ttdpod.com.
To kind of take the concept further, there was also some kid, more I guess more younger-centered stretch figures, which was a stress stress.
You want to try that sentence again?
Stress Octopus sounds like a new Cake album.
You see these kind of toys now too, where you squeeze it in the, you know, this. Well, I guess this is kind of different though. You... Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm like, what am I saying?
Rob, Dave just dropped out. Dave, are you back?
I'm back. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Weird.
While you were gone, we said all the really funny, smart stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. We got something funny.
Oh,
God.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding. We haven't done any of that.
It's because Stretch Mods...
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Deep breath.
I'll get it out.
Stretch Monster Wrecker.
Yeah.
And the other one. Somebody just flushed.
Wow.
Not.
No, it wasn't here.
Not me.
No, it was me. Upstairs. It was upstairs with my kid. Don't use the bathroom! Hold it in!
You know, if they wanted to mold a stretch serpent in brown, they could sell it at Spencer's as a novelty item.
Oh, boy.
Ah, crap.
Yeah.
Exactly.